Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Again, the readings offer us a measuring stick, so to speak, that speaks to us about the qualities of a real disciple. And brothers and sisters, we need disciples, disciples of Jesus Christ, willing to take his word and to follow him where he leads, to conform our lives to his word, his truth. That's what we need, real disciples. We need to be light in the darkness. That's the call upon us. Are we going to do that? Are we going to say yes to that? Or are we just going to be lukewarm, mediocre, only doing what feels right in a given day, not thinking of anyone else but ourselves? Am I the center of my life, or is God in the center of my life? You can tell it by your decisions over a period of 24 hours. You can tell who's really in the center, no matter what you say. Only God can change us. We want God in the center of our lives. That's why when we were speaking about Abraham, when we were speaking about him, it was clear that God was in the center of his life because he could make such a major change within hours of his life and everything he had and everyone he had, that he could make that kind of a decision. You say go, I will go, even though I don't understand. Are we willing to follow God that way, to do what he wants, to follow his word, to obey him, to take the teaching of the church and live it? So it's living, it's not words on a page. It's life in Christ that entices and draws others. Am I really a disciple? Please don't live any other way than as a disciple. Really, I mean that. Don't live any other way, because you'll just become lukewarm. And you know what happens when you're lukewarm and the tough times come. You can't make it. Let's take a look again at the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 2, and then verses 5 to 18. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. Lot, who went with Abram, this is when they began this journey to where they did not know. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support them if they stayed together. Their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. There were quarrels between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and those of Lot's. At this time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were occupying the land. So Abram said to Lot, now look at this. Look at the generosity. Let there be no strife between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land at your disposal? Please separate from me. If you prefer the left, I will go to the right. If you prefer the right, I will go to the left. Lot looked about and saw how well watered the whole Jordan plain was as far as Zoar, like the Lord's own garden or like Egypt. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot, therefore, chose for himself the whole Jordan plain and set out eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the plain, pitching his tents near Sodom. Now the inhabitants of Sodom were very wicked in the sins they committed against the Lord. After Lot had left, the Lord said to Abram, look about you, from where you are, gaze to the north and the south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. What if they had Lot and Abram, what if they had fought over the land, got tied up in all the squabbles? You have this, you can't have that, I want this, no, I want that. What would have happened? But look at Abram's expansiveness. Look at his wideness of heart. If you want to go to the right, go, and I will go to the left. If you want to go to the left, go to the left, I'll go to the right. Let's just divide the land, and you make the choice. You go ahead and make the choice. And so they do that, and then the Lord speaks to Abram and says, look about you from where you are, gaze to the north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust of the earth, your descendants too might be counted. Set forth, walk about in the land through its length and breadth, for to you I will give it. Abraham moved his tents and went on to settle near the Terebinth of Mamre, which is at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. First thing he did was an altar of thanksgiving to the Lord, an altar of worship. Abram's head was on straight, brothers and sisters. God saw how generous he was with his nephew, allowing his nephew to make the choice. There's great, great expansiveness in Abram. He's a righteous man, and God knows it. And so God can give him, in a sense, all the kingdoms of the earth. He who does justice will live in the presence of God. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, who harms not his fellow man nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised while he honors those who fear the Lord, who lends not his money at usury, he accepts no bribe against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be disturbed. So you have to ask yourself the question, am I righteous in my dealings with others? Whether it be my family, whether it be the people I work with, whether it be strangers. Am I just or not? What do I need to rectify? What do I need to change? I hear so many people today saying, oh man, I swindled him out of I got the good portion in a sense. I got exactly what I wanted, and that fool didn't even know what I did. Many of us are like that. We're just so glad we got one upmanship on somebody else. We're not really being brothers and sisters to one another. We're certainly not disciples of the Lord Jesus. And God presents us with these people today, these people in history, and how they related, so that it becomes like a mirror for you and for me to look at myself and say, what would I do in a situation like that? How would I handle it? Am I looking for the good of all, or am I just looking for my own good? Am I serving God, or am I simply seeking to serve myself? Who am I? And what am I about? We really need, brothers and sisters, we need to grapple with this. Honestly. We need to take a long look at ourselves. And yes, there will always be slips in our lives till we get to heaven. There will always be slips, mistakes. But what's the orientation of your life? Is it to be generous first, or is it to take care of me first? What am I about? What's the orientation of my life? The Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 7, verse 6, and then verses 12 to 14. Jesus said to his disciples, do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. So, in our speech, our conversation, our relating to others, the deals we seek in business, whatever, I need to be very clear in how I speak. I need wisdom from God so that I don't throw the treasures of God before swine who will only mock and ridicule and destroy. So we need to pay close attention to our speech We need to pay close attention to what we say and how we say it in a way that invites people in. We never use God's word to hit somebody over the head with. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to bring about conversion and change. So how we speak and to whom we speak is important. But do to others whatever you would have them do to you. That's the heart of the law. That's the heart of the prophets. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Do you live out of that? How would I want to be treated? How would I want to be spoken to? How would I want to be related to in making this deal, this decision? Think about that. Not just me, myself, and I. What I think, what I want to accomplish, but what about the other? Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction. And those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Are you walking the narrow path? That I feel in a certain way like I'm repeating myself. What I'm trying to do is say, please don't just hear the words and then look for the words you like or the things that I've said that you want to remember. Really, seriously, take a look. Am I a disciple? Am I following him along the narrow path? And am I relating to others in such a way that they would be drawn into the God I know, the God I love, and the God I serve? Do my thoughts, words, and actions reflect the fact that I belong to Jesus Christ or not? Who am I? God needs to be seen through us. God wants to be seen through us. And that means repenting of my sin, turning outward rather than inward, turning away from selfishness to generosity, looking out for the welfare of others even before I look out for the welfare of myself. That I look out for the needs of others before my own. Do I do that? Do I live consistently out of that orientation or not? I can't make myself change in 24 hours, but I can chart a new path. And I can go to Jesus every hour of every day, asking him, give me strength, give me wisdom, give me help, give me hope. Give me love. Give me, please give me what I need that I may truly be your disciple. God will give us, brothers and sisters, everything we need and more. He gives in abundance. That's how God gives. But we need to know what we need. We need to ask him to be our source and our help. May God abundantly bless you as you become more and more his disciple. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.